Connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.
Hoş geldiniz, iyi akşamlar, and welcome to another ripping, gripping edition of Connections. And, well, you've heard him before, but it's been quite a while since he's been on here. You might recall we had a 10th anniversary programme a couple of months ago, and there's some fair-flung sort of corners of the world that participants came from. There was somebody from Vietnam, somebody else was in Paris, France. Dan, you might recall, was in Izmir, but it's nice to have you in the studio with us, Dan. Good evening.
Good evening. Happy to be here again.
Well, always happy to have you, Dan. And you've picked some songs tonight that have got a theme.
Yeah, well, I thought it'd be good to have a theme, you know, to connect all of the songs. And I thought, well, it's less than 2 weeks till Christmas.
It is.
So I thought I would have a theme related to that by having no Christmas songs.
I like the way you think, Dan.
Yeah.
That's good. So there's no Christmas songs whatsoever.
No, yeah. Yeah, that's the Christmas theme there. The other theme is that all of the tracks tonight will be from female vocalists.
That's brilliant. That is, and we've got the first one up, and we're going to sort of start with and finish with Sharon Van Etten.
Yes. The reason I've chosen Sharon Van Etten to start with and to end with was because I only discovered her this year on the radio.
Yeah.
And as soon as I heard this song you're about to hear, I fell in love with this track. And then I listened to her album that was released this year. It's a fantastic album. And Spotify gave me, you know, they look at your data and they see what you've been listening to most and stuff. Sharon Van Etten is the artist that I've listened to most this year. So I thought she would be an appropriate artist to start and end with.
Well, it's nice that they tell you that. I mean, the thing is, they did that to me, and I thought, well, there's no point me listening to it because I've already heard it. But, I know where you're coming from with that. When you wrote this down, Dan, I thought it was called 17 Comeback Kid, but it was actually two songs. So this is the
E17 and their comeback single for Christmas number one.
Yeah, that would just be going against the grain of just about everybody. But this is Sharon Van Etten and Comeback Kid.
Hey.
Come back, Sharon. We'll be right back. Come Back, Kid. That was Sharon Van Etten. What was the year, Dan, that was from? Is it this year?
This year,
right?
Yeah.
It's good when you come on, Dan, because you normally bring me kicking and screaming into this millennium, which is always nice.
Yeah. I think you should be listening to more contemporary stuff. I mean,
yeah.
Maybe it's harder to find. It's not in the charts so much, but... yeah, there's definitely good music out there still, yeah.
It's good that you've got your finger on the pulse, Dan. We've got somebody with a very... it's one of those posy names. You'll remember from the 80s, Simon Le Bon. Yachts and stuff like that.
I don't remember personally. I was a bit young for that. But yeah, no relation to Le Bon, the elder Simon, no.
But the moment you put Le Bon after any kind of name, it automatically gets that sort of, I don't know, poser quality, don't you think?
Yeah, actually, and this artist, Kate Le Bon, she's very artsy. So you can see her like in a red coat walking through the Welsh valleys and stuff, posing and twirling and stuff. So, yeah, it's a very apt name for a very artsy folky singer,
and she's got the C for the Kate, which is I suppose short for Catherine, isn't it? And I mean in Turkish it'd be Jate Le Bon, Jate Le Bon,
Jate Le Bon. Yeah, doesn't have the same ring to it.
Doesn't, but makes one think of yachts and things like that still. So yeah, what's the connection from Sharon Van Etten?
Yeah, the connection is they both feature on a cover album of the rock band Wilco. They both covered songs on this this cover album.
So it was a cover album for the band Wilco.
Yes.
They've got cover albums for everything now, haven't they?
Yeah, apparently it's not the only one for Wilco as well. This is a second cover album for Wilco.
So Wilco are so... I mean, this Wilco band are so good that people do cover albums for them.
Yeah.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Wilco's a bit contemporary for you, isn't it? Because they're kind of...
Yeah.
The 90s.
Yeah, it's a bit beyond where I go to, Dan, to be quite honest with you. I mean, obviously there were legends of the 90s. Back in the 90s, they were on a famous TV show and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know their stuff, really. Do you know any particular songs by them?
No, I don't, but obviously Sharon Van Etten and Kate Le Bon do.
Yeah, I can just reel off a couple of other artists as well. Kurt Vile's on it as well.
God, he's always
And the other rock band, Low. And there's another one called Puss in Boots. Not the actual... what's his name? Antonio Banderas. I'm sure he's not on it.
No.
But a band called Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots, yeah. Oh, Banderas plays Puss in Boots, does he?
In Shrek, yeah.
All right. I didn't realise that. I know he was in Titanic, sorry.
Was he?
He was, yeah. No, he was in Evita. I was getting mixed up with that other bloke, DiCaprio.
How did you get those two mixed up? It's not like they look alike.
I don't know. There's something about, yeah.
They don't have the same same first language, even.
Well, there is that, isn't there? I don't know. Why do I get mixed up with Banderas? And anyone else do that? Give us a ring, and we'll put the world to rights. Anyway, without any more ado, is a bit of something we've not got at the minute. Daylight Matters by Kate Le Bon.
Thank you. do they stick when your lips read like stone? Mouthing the lines, returning the air, and I'm never gonna feel them again.
Quite a long outro to this, isn't it, Dan?
Yeah, I think we can talk over it probably.
Yeah, I love you, but you're not there. Kate Le Bon from
beautiful song that.
Very nice, very
Very melancholic. But this is the same for a couple of the other female singer songwriters. We'll be playing. The melancholic voice that she has, it's very emotive, but it's also very understated as well, this vulnerability. And this is one of the reasons why I chose to have females vocalists, is because, I don't know, there's something that they can convey more or resonates more with me, at least, than perhaps with male singers.
I like it.
Yeah, and it's a good contrast to, you know, over-the-top Mariah Carey, or this wailing, I can't stand that.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah. It's always sort of a bit that out there, isn't it? It sort of evokes a sort of post-nuclear landscape, that last song. I quite enjoyed that. You requested Kate Bush, Dan, and I failed to come up with any Bush this afternoon.
Yeah, because we're trying to get some... trying to choose some music that you had a vinyl of, right?
Yeah, so I've got one here that's Marianne Faithfull. She's not Bush, but she's Faithfull. this was a single that wasn't ever... well, it was released. It was chalked for release in January 1969. And it wasn't released because on the B-side, the A-side, in fact, it had got a Jagger Richards composition. And... there was some royalties came into it, something like that, and the single was just pulled. Sort of fast forward about 41 years later, it came out pretty much the way it was intended, but it just says Universal Records in small writing at the bottom of it. But it looks like it was supposed to look in 1969, other than that. And the backing track on here is actually, I believe, played by the Rolling Stones themselves. So it's quite an interesting little song. It's all about blue whiskey being the rage. And just before it, I've got Marianne. You know, she was always, don't you think, quite an uplifting soul when anybody ever asked her about anything.
Yeah, I mean, I have to be completely honest. I'm not very familiar with Marianne Faithfull, so this is all education for me.
You're about to become familiarised with just how uplifting Marianne was. Here's Marianne on the afterlife and things like that.
I feel it's very important to stay in the world and do things, but on the other hand, death and dreams are another thing. That's what I really like to do, is just go off there.
Off where?
Into death. But you can't do that. It's very wrong to make your own death. Your death is when you get it. But I think it's a beautiful thing, death. It's such a relief. I mean, just imagine if there wasn't any death. Phew.
Recorded in late 1968, released, I think, as a single about 2011 sometime. That was Marianne Faithfull and Something Better. How was that for you, Dan?
I enjoy that. It's a nice song. I can see the comparisons that can be drawn from her, between her and Kate Le Bon, actually. Because just hearing her speaking about the afterlife. Kate Le Bon is very philosophical and a bit floaty in that sense.
Yeah, Marianne's floaty too.
Like, for example, Kate Le Bon's latest album, she basically locked herself away in a hut in Cumbria on her own and recorded the album there.
Alone, sort of just on a phone or something.
I don't know if she went off grid and she didn't have any electricity or running water or what. I don't know those details. Maybe she felt inspired by, going to the toilet out in nature. I don't know.
Toileting's always good out when you're out in Cumbria.
Yes. Anyway, shall I do the connect? We need to do the connections between the last couple of songs.
Oh yeah. Mrs. P of Garrett Epi. Hello, Mrs. P. Yes. She was calling about that. Kate Le Bon to Marianne Faithfull. Yes.
Yeah. So that was the connection between Kate Le Bon and Marianne Faithfull is that in a review of Kate Le Bon's 2016 album entitled Crab Day. Bitch Media.
Right.
Brilliant name.
Brilliant,
Bitch
isn't it?
Media, this review, they said one of her songs called I'm a Dirty Attic could have been one of Marianne Faithfull's great songs, such was the likeness.
Yeah, that's good. And it, what was that called again? Crab Day.
Her album, 2016 album entitled Crab Day.
Yeah, was the follow-up Lobster Weekend or something like that?
It wasn't, no. No.
Yeah. Well, it's quite befitting tonight after this broadcast. We're actually going to a fish restaurant, which is something I am very much looking forward to. I've got to
say. You're a big fan of fish. Massive. As I seem to recall.
Massive. Absolutely massive, Dan. Can't wait for that. So I'll be ordering some crabs, no doubt. Well, we've got Laura Marling.
Marling.
Yeah, Marling. And the connection from Marianne to Marling?
Yeah, so Laura Marling is like a Brit Award winner, Mercury Prize nominee.
Yeah.
She's won quite a few accolades and she's been writing for a long time. In Arts Hub, the website Arts Hub, they said that Laura Marling can be counted among the all-time great English singer-songwriters, along with Nick Drake and Marianne Faithfull. So
it's a big accolade.
Yeah, it is.
It's a big fish, and her net's not full of holes, evidently. Rumble, rumble, rumble.
You see my oldest friend, tell her that I'm gone again. You take my old guitar, the one that I once said was ours. Don't be blue. You hum that old tune, the one I used to sing for you when we're alone. You ask her if she knew, was this something I would do from the start? Is it something you make a habit of? That's not what I need from love right now. Right now. Right now. Right
Understand all this?
Yes, I do.
There is some food in the cupboard.
Yes, I know there is.
We haven't any bread.
No, I know we haven't.
Does your friend like coffee?
No, I don't think he does.
Does your friend like coffee, Dan?
My friend?
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Good. And is your cupboard filled with bread products?
It's not, no. I don't really have a cupboard in the kitchen.
Well, do you have like a curtain then? Or is it just like an open plan cupboard?
Open plan, yeah.
Yeah, like I like that. It's free and easy.
Sorry, I wasn't paying much attention to that because we're busy scrambling to make these connections.
Well,
and the next couple are really hard because this next group, this all-female rock band, they're not overly well-known. So it's hard to connect them to Laura Marling and the artist afterwards as well. But we've got some kind of loose connection we've found.
I like that, Dan.
Yeah.
What's the loose connection that you found?
The connection is that they're both feminists. For example, Laura Marling's 2017 album entitled Semper Femina, she actually has this tattooed on her upper leg.
All right.
It translates into English always a woman. Yes. And it's about feminism and being strong and never being, you know,
it's quite good that.
Down, but yeah.
Having an album tattooed on your upper leg is always some kind of commitment. I know a bloke from Doncaster who's got the greatest hits of Dr. Feelgood tattooed on his right thigh.
It makes me wonder if there are any artists who after releasing an album, they then have the title of that album tattooed on their body somewhere.
Yeah.
And if they did, like, imagine someone who's released lots of albums, you know.
Yeah.
Who could you say? Someone like Prince or someone.
Prince, yeah.
The late Prince, yeah. You'd run out of places to tattoo.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was probably, hence the early, demise thing. I mean, unfortunate, but ran out of places to put his albums. Could look at it that way, couldn't you?
You could, yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, we've got this band coming up at Girl Friday, as you say, not too well known. We like that.
No, yeah, it's a really cool kind of pop punk tune, very upbeat. But it's you'll see it's the song's entitled Decoration Currency, and it's about consumerism and capitalism. So you can kind of see the connection with, because they're very politically vocal and outspoken. This particular, you know, so they do have other songs about feminism. Mm. This particular one's about consumerism.
But little hint for you, don't decorate your currency because it won't be legal tender.
Take a finger from the pulse.
currency. Decoration 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 currency. Decoration.
Come and see my decorations. Radio Station, episode mwah, 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 mwah. This week we take a look at the show Mop It Up, Buttercup. It's a magazine programme that's made specially for people who are cleaning houses. It was seen as another one of those niches in the market programmes, and fill a niche it does. It's presented every week by Art Garfunkel. No, not that Art Garfunkel. Here's Harry. Hello, cleaners, me old friends. It's Art Garfunkel here with another edition of Mix It Up Buttercup. We've got a bit of a packed programme tonight, a little bit of a one-sided studio debate about microfibre or compressed air, getting quite excited about that. And we're going to start the show with a caller from Driffield. I've got on the phone Simon. Oh, I just realised that. Simon and Garfunkel. How are you, Simon?
Other day doing some washing up, and I realised I ain't been down to supermarket for a bit, and I ain't got any washing up liquid, you know, for pots and stuff.
Oh, I know that feeling.
Yeah, it's bad, isn't it? Anyway, I thought, you know, I might improvise a little bit, because...
What's the science?
Well, yeah, I thought of that basically in washing up liquid you've got a lot of surfactants, which make it more highly foaming due to the amphiphilic nature of the liquid thereof. There are some stiffening agents as well, but there's sort of less pull and push between the hydrophobic and the hydrophilic groups in washing up liquid than there are in shower gel. But then, you know, shower gel's sensitive on your skin.
What was the upshot?
Well, yeah, all my pots... ended up quite clean. I mean, not brilliantly clean, but quite clean. And the smell of kumquat and violets, which really has made it a bridge over my troubled dishwater. See ya.
Smashing piece of advice there, Simon. Here's the dead Kennedy.
I've got a different air. I can't get so old, eh? Oh, I know you're super loud. That's why you're driving here. You're hyperactive, down. It's something you do wild. Gonna calm you down. Down this to her a bit. Crying into the floor. Falling down my pants. Grab my needle on my back. From my brain into a strand. My life are at control. Got too much of my mind. Wouldn't you rather be happy? Now this to her a bit. Cameras in the hall. No windows, just break walls. Spread your leases to a fight. Now you won't be.
Now, that question I posed at the start of the show, microfibers or compressed air? Barrington St. Peter's, how are you?
I'm all right, Art, but I just wanted to get to the bottom of this.
What's bugging you, Barrington?
Well, there's a lot of hoo-ha about microfibers, and they're all well and good, but the other day I looked around my room and I decided I hadn't done any cleaning for what seemed like weeks. In fact, it was. And so I just gave the whole place a big blast of compressed air. And hey presto, all the dust went.
Sound.
Where did it go?
Well, that was the rub, really. It went into the air, and I had to catch it all in a sort of microfibric net.
So either way, microfibers were involved somehow?
Exactly.
Our nation turns its lonely eyes to you. La 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 la. We've got on the phone now Mick Ormby. Is that Mick Ormby or are you the author bloke? Oh, you're Mick, right. He's on the phone about window cleaning and that slightly delicate subject of traffic film removers. Hello, Mick. First question I've got is why go to traffic film removers from IPA-based?
Well, IPA-based glass cleaners use isopropyl, and this cleaning agent is good because you can use it on multi-surfaces, and they're very popular in households. Problem is, these type of glass cleaners dry out very rapidly, and they can leave streaks. And you don't want to be leaving streaks when you've got guest rounds coming to your house. So if you've got a lot of windows to be cleaning, you know, you've got a semi-detached or larger house and you're cleaning all those windows, you might want to consider moving to traffic film cleaners.
What's your stance then, Mick, on homemade solutions?
You will find that these solutions are far less effective because they don't have as aggressive chemical elements. Now, I don't mind a bit of wearing. I prefer to have a nice clean surface that's a bit worn than a surface that has dirt in its pores. That's where I stand. There you are.
So, Mick, that million-dollar question... caustic or non-caustic?
Caustic or non-caustic. Yes, as you said, it's a million-dollar question. There's two large camps in this one. The caustic camp, which I have to be honest with this, I'm firmly in. Now, the people in the non-caustic camp don't like that. They like to use a less aggressive sodium metacillate that's used instead of the sodium hydroxide.
Well, I think that puts a lid on it, don't you? Thanks for listening. Tune in next week when we'll be looking at some mops. Getting down and dirty with some oovers and washing walls. See ya.
Won't you move over?
Oh, that was lovely. That was a bit of PJ Harvey in the house and Battleship Hill. Before that, of course, Janis Joplin and a slightly remixed and remastered version of Move Over. And Mrs. K, again, of Gyro Tepe says, what's the connection?
Yeah, very quickly, the connection between Girl Friday and Janis Joplin was very hard to make. But what we've got is Girl Friday are from L.A. Mm. Janis Joplin died in L.A.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, after a gig at Harvard Stadium. That's the best we could kind of do. The connection between Janis Joplin and PJ Harvey is an interesting one. In a 1995 Enemy interview with Madonna, in this interview, Madonna was talking about how much she liked British music, and she mentioned that she really liked PJ Harvey's music. And in the same interview, I've lost my thread here.
Was that a connection?
Yeah, that's the connection, isn't it? Yeah.
I've lost my thread here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good album, that.
Right, and the next connection is PJ Harvey to Susie and the Banshees. Uh-huh. This is quite an easy one because it's very evident in PJ Harvey's singing. She sings like a banshee at times. There's a connection there. And PJ Harvey has cited Susie and the Banshees as a massive influence on her, and you know, there's several sources on this, from Apple Music to Vice.com, amongst others.
Well, you're on fire tonight, Dan. It's yep. Susie Sue.
From the cradle bars comes a beckoning voice that sings spinning. You have no choice.
Spellbound, Susie and the Banshees, and I was just in time. That we're just getting ready for the next show. Good heavens!
Yeah, I better make this next connection quick.
I'll make it quick. What's the connection?
Okay, so it's back to Sharon Van Etten again. In a review of Sharon Van Etten's album, Remind Me Tomorrow, that was released this year, in this AV Music review, they said her song Comeback Kid, which is actually the first song that we played, is quoted as inspired by Susie and the Banshees and is a synth goth gem. Obviously, Susie and the Banshees have had that goth tag, haven't they? Yeah. With better planning, we probably should have ended with Comeback Kid, and that would have been a very smooth transition between the songs. But, yeah.
This is for
synth. We're a bit disorganized, aren't we?
Synth goth gems everywhere.
But we're not going to play that. We're playing 17 instead.
Here we go.
This still has some synth.
Give it synth.
You know what, Dan? There was a time I used to be 17.
Me too, yeah.
Yeah, it's long gone now, but yeah.
Heartbreaking song. Noticeably missing some synth.
There was a bit of synth at the beginning, come on.
Was there?
There was.
Yeah, well, this version isn't the album version.
Yeah, it's the original version.
Yeah, I haven't heard this version. It's quite nice.
Imagine if she came on here live, this is how she'd do it, Dan. She wouldn't have a full band.
Imagine that. You could have said, you could have made out that she was in the studio. Do you think people would have thought that?
I think you
managed to get all kinds of musicians on the show. Why not Sharon Van Etten?
Well, Sharon, if you're out there, come and join us, as they say in the Salvation Army. Well, Dan, it's the end of another ripping, gripping show. It's been lovely to have you on board, as always.
Yeah, thank you. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope all the listeners have enjoyed the music we've had.
Yeah, I mean, mainly from this millennium, so that's been good.
Yeah, and some nice additions from you with the vinyl and, you know, Janis Joplin and Marianne Faithfull.
Janis and Marianne, it's just a case for getting them together. Well, as I say, stick around. We've got Simon's show coming up next. And, it's next week. It's Christmas, can you believe? So we'll find out what that's all about next week. Anyone you want to say hello to, Dan?
Yes. Everyone I know.
Well, hello to everybody Dan knows. And oh, look, it
that's
was
a nice applause to end on. We should end now.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, yeah, we'll see you all next week on Connections. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, and that one. And
we're still on air, are we?
We are still on air, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to be?
Not now.
Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.